Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for his goodness to us. Thank him for his mercy,
long suffering.
Yeah. Truly, God, our God has been good. Amen.
Yes.
Blessed us to be here, given us strength, well-being. We thank him for that. Thank him that he's continuing to give us all the things that we stand in need of as the people of God.
Yes.
I've traveled over the highways this past week. Our God took them there safely.
Amen.
And brought them back. And we thank God for that. We know that some of our saints are home right now. Some of them are battling COVID and recovery. And we thank God that they're online. Sister India's online this morning. Sister Maria is still working with Tatum and little Liam in recovery. They wanted to stay in an extra day. So, and then we asked that you remember Sister June, who's June Webb, and her family, likewise.
Yes.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee once again. We want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you've been so kind and so merciful unto us. We thank you, dear Father, for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to call upon your name, allowing us another privilege and opportunity to be in your presence this day. Father, we don't take that for granted, dear Heavenly Father, but we want to thank you and praise you and honor you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your gift of your Son, Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, who died that we might live. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would look down upon your people this day. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon the congregation here at 116 South Wayne Avenue.
Yes.
And we also pray that you would remember our brothers and sisters throughout, dear Father, the land. We pray a special prayer and blessing of those, dear Father, who are in the mission fields, Lord God, who are spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. We ask that you would be with them in a mighty way. We heard even on Wednesday night, as Brother was saying, dear Heavenly Father, many of them, dear Father, are in dire situations, dear Father. Where they're in third world countries, Lord God, and they are being threatened, their lives. But we thank you, Lord God, they are taking the word of God to those who do not have it. We ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would be with them in a special way. Father, we ask this morning, likewise, that you would continue to remember all the saints of God. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, those who are unable to be out this morning. We realize, dear Father, we're living in a time of a pandemic, dear Lord. You know all about it, dear Heavenly Father. And many of our saints, dear Heavenly Father, like you said, this in the Word of God, you told us, dear Father, that the same afflictions in this world, dear Father, will probably come to us, dear Lord. And some of our saints, dear Lord, are now, dear Father, suffering, dear Lord, and going through, Lord, a battle where COVID has been exposed to them. And so we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would look in upon them, dear Father, in a special way. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon Sister India, our new convert, dear Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, for this dear young sister, dear Father, in the Lord. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would look down upon her with favor. Remember her household in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father, in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord God, she's also a young mother, Lord God, and trying to do her best, dear Lord. Oh, Father, as all of us, dear Father, we made mistakes, Lord God, when raising our children, but we thank you, Lord God, that by the grace of God and your mercy, Lord God, that you brought us through, Lord God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that thou would bless her and be with her, Lord God. Give her the strength that she needs to continue to fight on the good fight of faith. Help her, Lord, not to lose sight, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord, not to get weary in well-doing and allow the enemy of her soul, dear Heavenly Father, to try to turn her around. But help her, Lord God, to press on for you, dear Lord. Father, we know brighter days are ahead, dear Heavenly Father. You told us in the Word of God, Jesus said to us in the Word of God, he let us know, he said, in this world you'll have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So we thank God for him. Peace is in him, not in this world. So help us, Lord, to remember that when we're going through something. Likewise, remembering Sister Maria, Lord God, as she's there with her young family. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless each and every one of them. Likewise, Brother DeAndre, Lord God, we understand he was too under the weather, Lord God. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that you would continue to touch and heal to your glory, to your honor, dear Father. We know, Lord God, you're able, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, that they love the Lord. They love you, dear Father, with all their heart, mind, and soul. They were so eager, Lord, to get back here to Columbus, Ohio, so that they could get their children into the house of God. And Father, they have done that, dear Lord. So now, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would continue to bless them. Be with them, God. Strengthen them, Lord God, where they may be weak, and build them up where they may be torn down. Give them the victory over the enemy of their souls. Remember little Tatum, little Liam, dear Father. Yes. We know you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to touch and to heal, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, children rebound quicker, dear Father, sometimes. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, when we heard the report, dear Father, that he was back up and being his little bad self that he normally is. We thank you for that, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to completely heal him. Lord, in remembering little Liam, Lord God, who was not feeling well on yesterday, but Father, we know you're able. We know you're able, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, to bless their Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Holmes being with us this morning. Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for touching her in her body and healing her, dear Father. She said, Lord God, she's having a hard time seeing and hearing today, Lord God. But we know you're able, dear Father. We know, dear Father, you're able to bless and open up her earways, dear Father, that she may be able to hear the word. And likewise, to be able to see, dear Father. Lord, she pressed her way to be here, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus to honor her for that, dear Heavenly Father. Give her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. We know her desires to continue to run for you, dear Heavenly Father. We know her desires to live to you, for you, dear Heavenly Father, in the fullest, even in her old age, dear Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask that you would grant her that and bless her and be with her, Lord God. Father, we thank you likewise for Sister Carol being in our midst, dear Father. Thank you for granting her traveling mercies this week, dear Father, when you allowed her to travel all the way to Cincinnati and back, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for that and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father. Remember the McGrell family, dear Father, there in Cincinnati. Remember them all in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to bless Sister Carol and her endeavors. Ask that you would continue, Lord God, to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for Sister Regina, likewise, dear Father. Thank you for all that you have done for this dear sister. Thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God. We ask that you would continue to bless Sister Regina in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her there in her community where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon them, likewise, dear Father. Remember her daughter in a special way, Lord God. We continue to remember, Lord God, her grand and great-grand, dear grand and great-grand, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And we know that Sister Regina is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, we ask likewise, you remember Sister Lily. You don't see her as of yet, but Father, we're trusting you, Lord God. She may be on her way, dear Father. Ask that you continue to bless her, Lord God, in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord God, that you touched her, Lord God. You healed her, Lord God. She was under the weather, dear Heavenly Father, for several weeks, dear Father, with a bad cold, dear Father. But, Father, you brought her through, and we thank you for that, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for her sweet spirit, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, in her home. Remember her, Lord God, every need that she stands in need of, dear Father. We ask that you would grant it according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, not forgetting those who call in online, dear Father, remembering Sister Ruth in a special way, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her life. We know she's ailing her body, dear Father, and we ask, dear Lord, that you would look down upon Sister Ruth in a special way, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to hold her up, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, that victory, dear Father, over the enemy. Help her, Lord God, that victory over thoughts, dear Heavenly Father, that would, you know, kind of think away for why she's going through a situation, Lord God, but to always honor you, dear Heavenly Father, regardless of what it is, dear Lord. All of us are going through something, and even in our afflictions, dear Father, we still have to honor your most precious and holy name. Father, we ask that you remember Brother Bill in a special way, Lord God. We thank you for this dear brother and ask that you would bless and be with him likewise, Lord God, as he's dealing with some issues there, Heavenly Father, in his body, dear Father. Oh, Lord God. God, we know, Lord God, the longer we live, dear Father, we all might be going through something. We all might have to suffer some things, Lord God. But let us suffer in Jesus, dear Father. Let us suffer, Lord, with a smile on our face. Let us suffer, as Sister Millicent said downstairs, in you there's joy. In you there's peace, dear Heavenly Father. In you there's gladness, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord, to think on those things when we may be going through something, dear Father, knowing that you're still in control. Father, we ask likewise that you would remember, dear Father, Sister Sanders, Lord God, we thank you for her and ask that you remember her and her family there in Florida, dear Father. Ask that you would watch over and protect them, dear Lord. Be with them in a mighty way. Thank you, Lord God, likewise for Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord, in Boston, dear Lord. We ask that you would bless them, dear Father. I ask that you would be with them, dear Father. Keep them, Lord God, from the snares and pitfalls of Satan. Keep them from the evilness of this day and time. Bless them, dear Father, we pray, in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just ask that you remember all the saints of God and their families, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, a special prayer this day for the unsaved, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you speak to the hearts of lost mankind, Father. Help them to know that time is winding up. Help them to know, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God and besides thee there is none other. Father, many are looking to this world. Many are looking to their jobs. Many are looking to their 401k plans to find, dear Father, the soul they need. But Lord, we know it's only in you, dear Father. Oh, we think of the song that said there's a bomb in Gilead, dear Father. Oh, and that bomb is Jesus Christ. He's the healing of the soul. He's the one, Lord God, that whenever they tell you you don't have a job, he's the one you go to, dear Heavenly Father. Father, and cry on your knees. When they say that you may have cancer in your body, or they say, dear Heavenly Father, that you are had to suffer a heart attack or a stroke, dear Father, or you're losing eyes, or you're losing maybe the hearing in your ear, Jesus is the one we go to, dear Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to remember to have a little talk with him, and he will make it all right. I understand, dear Heavenly Father, that not all things, dear Heavenly Father, be done the way we want it to be done, but it will be done to your glory and to your honor. Father, we ask that you remember likewise, Brother Mann, Father, at the door. We thank you for this dear brother. Ask that you would continue to bless him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Father. Thank you for his words of encouragement on Wednesday night. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed this dear brother. Continue to look in upon him, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his companion, Sister Mann, in a special way, Lord God. Continue to touch and heal her in her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remembering Sister Fluellen, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Pray that you would continue to bless her, Lord God, in the nursing home. We thank you, Lord God, that kept her in her mind, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless and be with Sister Fluellen in a mighty way. Let her know that we're praying for her. We love her, dear Heavenly Father, holding her up before the throne of grace. Father, we ask this day that you would likewise remember Brother Jackson and his family. Thank you, Lord God, if you allow him to see on Tuesday, Lord, 53 years of marriage. What a blessing, dear Father. We ask that you would bless his wife, Nancy, in a special way. Remember, Brother Jackson, thank you for all you've done for him and all that thou art going to do on his behalf. Remember his son and his grandchildren in a special way. Not forgetting Brother Levester too. Father, we thank you for this dear brother and ask your hand of love and mercy be extended unto him and his family. Thank you, Lord God, for Brother Levester, Lord God. Thank you for the wisdom that you give him, Lord God. We just ask that you would continue to bless him, dear Father. Father, we want to say a special prayer and blessing for Sister Laurentine and Brother Maurice downstairs with the children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for that service, dear Father, that they do downstairs to the children, Lord God. And thank you for the children. Thank you for sending them in, Lord God. Thank you for their faithfulness of being in the house of God every Sunday, Lord God, to hear the word of God. We thank you for that. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our children, Lord God. You told us in the word to train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart, doing what you have asked for us to do. Now we ask that you would bless them accordingly, Lord God, not forgetting, Lord God, our Bible study this week. Oh, Father, we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to being in the house of the Lord with the saints. Oh, every night, dear Heavenly Father, looking forward to sitting and getting into the word of God and growing, drawing closer and closer to you. Bless our dear brother and Brother Vester and Brother Maurice as they prepare, Lord God, to feed your people, Lord God, what you have given them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to stand in full confidence and authority of your word to teach us, Lord God, what you have given us. Help us, Lord God, to sit with an open heart and an open mind to receive the unadulterated words of thee. Oh, we just thank you and praise you, Lord God. Father, we ask that you likewise remember Sister Blake this day, and we thank you for this dear sister and ask your hand of mercy and love be extended to her. Ask that you would continue to bless Sister Blake, dear Heavenly Father, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Father, we just ask that you would give her the desires of her heart. Keep her, Lord God, in perfect peace. You said whose mind is stayed on thee. Bless Sister Melison as she leads the devotion. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you've done for Sister Melison and all that thou art doing and going to do. Lord God, we don't want to forget Sister Kiva, Lord God. We're still holding her up to you, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to reach out. Help her, Lord God, to be back in the house of the Lord. Help her, Lord God, to call, dear Father, the saints of God. Many a times we've attempted to read, but cannot, dear Father. So we ask that you would bless and send her, Lord God, a word, a message, Lord God, that to call, reach out to the saints of God. Thank you for Sister Melita and Brother Pierre back in the media room. Bless them, dear Father. Be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. Thank you for all the saints who gathered in the sanctuary this morning and all that are on their way. Now get the glory out of our lives. Be in the service this day. Remember our world, our country, our leaders, our president, dear Father, our Congress, our governors, our mayors. Remember them all, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Father. We commend them into your hands, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, you're able, dear Father, to do all things but fail. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would speak to their hearts. Help them to know, dear Father, that there are a remnant, that a people of God that are living underneath their authority, underneath their laws and the rules that they are making. And, Father, you have told us in the Word of God, some of them have gone up against your Word. But, Lord God, we stand on the promise of God. We stand on your Word this afternoon, this morning, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless us accordingly. Now, be in the service today. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Praise God. Should we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 256? 256 in the worship of the Lord. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. 256.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place.
Talking about, we realize we have to have the Holy Spirit in us. That is his dwelling place. not a building, mm-hmm. not a house made with hands, but in us. So thank God for our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for His blessings and allowing us to be here this morning. Never taking anything for granted. Every morning when we open our eyes, God allows us to open our eyes, we say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Never assuming. Amen. We thank God for blessing us thus far this day, knowing that no one else could have blessed us the way as we have already been blessed. Amen. Thank God for Pastor Jenkins this morning. As we give glory to God, we give honor to our pastor, thanking God for her. And you know that God places the members in the body as it pleases Him. And we're so thankful that it pleased Him to appoint her to be overseer over this congregation. Amen. We thank God that He's placed each of us where we are. Just pray that God will enable us to serve faithfully, amen, with a pure heart, out of a pure heart, amen. Again, so good to see each one, and we thank God for the opening prayer that Pastor Jenkins prayed on behalf of everyone, really, and in particular those who would be out today except they are unable, either because of their illness or the illness of their children. We know that God is able to minister to them even as He ministers to us. Amen. So we pray that God's presence would be among all of His people.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Thank God for His word. Thinking when we were in Sunday school and Brother Byron was talking about Jesus and Jesus being the only begotten Son of the Father, and the scripture in that first chapter of John came to me. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so every time we're reading the Word, I'm thinking about Jesus. God's word made flesh, amen. Full of grace and truth, amen. We think about that, that describes the word for us. The word full of grace, by grace we were saved, and it is the truth, the eternal truth. We thank God for His word. Ephesians chapter 4. Beginning with verse 17 and reading through verse 24. Verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind,
having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts,
who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
If so be that ye have heard Him, and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus,
that ye he put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind together, and that he put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Amen. Amen. It's not just taking off something, it's putting on something as well. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. You think in a literal sense, if all you do is take off, you're going to be naked, aren't you? But then you have to put on. So it is in God's word. Take off the old man and put on the new man. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God again for the reading of his word. We know it's for the good of our souls, and we're thankful for it. And we can, in our lives, we can testify to its truth. We know what the Lord has done for us. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, because again, we know what God has already done for us, and we believe what he's able to do. So he said to make our request known unto him. So, Sister Gina. Oh, my. Amen. 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 Yes, yes. Remember Darnell Lauderdale was in a car accident and broken hand. So remember him and his family in prayer. No one else in the family, no one else got hurt but him. Amen. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Amen. Amen. Other requests for Sister Smith? Amen. Okay. And she goes in Tuesday. Sister Smith's sister goes in Tuesday for surgery. So remember her in soul and body. And Sister Holmes. Yes. Amen, amen. We're thankful too, Sister Holmes, that God enabled you to be here today and continue to lift Sister Holmes up in prayer. That God will just continue to bless, keep his arms around her. Amen. Brother Tony. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tony. Yes, thanking God for his mercy and beautiful day. There were other places, storms are raging and flood waters are rising and various things are happening. But God has blessed us with this beautiful day. Amen. Sister Carol. Amen.
Daughter called me, and I talked to her. Then she let me talk to him,
mm-hmm.
and he was very confused. But he said the same.
Sister Carol's family, her brother and his wife, all the unsaved. Remember the bereaved, all the bereaved families, including the McGrail family. And again, we thank God for giving Sister Carol traveling mercies to drive to Cincinnati and to bring her back. And we thank God for that. And we pray that the word, the seeds of the word that she planted in those who were listening to her talk about the word of God, that it would take root. And that the Spirit of God would just continue to bring to their remembrance, stir up their minds for the word that she told them that they would trust and believe. Amen. Thank God for that.
Sister Blake, continue to remember Sister India. She's on the phone. Sister Maria's on the phone. Remember Sister Webb. She said they were called to an emergency meeting out at Marysville. So she had to go there, but she's listening in via the internet. And remember the Williams family, a former coworker of mine, she died on, her daughters, she died on Thursday and her husband died on Friday.
Remember
them much in prayer. Thank the Lord for traveling mercies for Sister Francine. She came in yesterday. A school friend of hers had passed. Remember Sister Francine. She's still struggling with her arm. She goes in Friday. And Sister Lawrence, remember her on Wednesday.
Amen. Amen. Also, remember Pastor Jenkins' body. The Lord would touch her, strengthen her in all the ways that she stands in need of. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord for being here today, saints, and continue to remember my son. I think he was able to send or get a Wi-Fi or something, and he sent a message saying, remember him in prayer, and he said, my wife, he said, I love you and dad more than ever now, so I don't know what that meant, or what, you know, he's been away, I guess. For
him. Yes, yes.
Thing. But and I desire your prayers because tomorrow I have my ink scan. They have to put that ink in my blood.
Yes.
Well, it's called contrast. Just remember that I desire your
prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Just thankful, sisters.
Amen. Thank you, the Lord.
Remember the law.
Yes. Yes. All general requests. Yeah. We all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
We'll turn to page 643 in the worship of the Lord. We'll sing Learning to Lean Through about three times. 643. In the worship of the Lord.
Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you, dear God, Lord, humbly before your throne, realizing, dear God, that, Lord, without you we can do nothing. Realizing, dear God, that we are small, dear God, in your sight. And yet, dear God, you are concerned about us. Lord, you love us. Lord, you give time and attention, dear God, to our requests, Lord, to our humble cry, dear Father. Lord, you know the thoughts and intents of our heart, dear God, and we thank you, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just have your way, dear God, even, Lord, in our requests. Lord, even, Lord, before we even voice them, dear God, we're praying, dear Father, that your will would be done in all things, dear God. For, Lord, not our will, Lord, but your will to be done. Lord, you know, dear God, those things that we stand in need of, dear God. But, Lord, we must thank you, dear God, for all that you have already done for us, dear Father. We must thank you, dear God, Lord, out of a thankful heart, dear God, for all those things that you have provided. We must thank you, dear God, for giving your son Jesus, dear God, to die on a cruel cross that we might be saved, dear God. Lord, that we might have access to you, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done. We thank you for your great love, wherewith, Lord, you lifted us up out of the miry clay, dear God. Lord, Father, we were stuck, dear God. Lord, we were mired, dear God, in sin and shame and iniquity, dear God. But, Lord, out of your great love, you lifted us up, dear God. Through the power of your word, Lord, you lifted us up. Through your word made flesh, dear God, you brought about our redemption and our salvation. And, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. And, Lord, through your spirit, dear God, we're able, dear Father, Lord, to, Lord, live and dwell in thee, dear God. To walk in thee, dear Father, to abide in thee, dear God, Lord, by your preserving power of your spirit, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you have already done. Lord, we pray, dear Father, Lord, as we lift up our prayer to thee, Lord, that you would just, Lord, grant, dear Father, our petitions. Lord, you know, Lord, that there's some who are in need of a touch, dear God, and body. And, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able fully to heal, dear God. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your healing touch would go forth for all those who need a touch in body, dear Father. Lord, for those who are, Lord, recovering, dear God, even from COVID, dear Father, or from exposure to COVID, dear God. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to bless, dear Father. Lord, the fact that they're still in the land of the living is already a blessing, dear Father, because there are others, Lord, who having the same infection, dear God, have gone into eternity. And so, Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, Father, even for those who have contracted COVID, but, Lord, you've seen fit, dear God, to spare the lives, dear God. And, Lord, they're on the mend, they're healing, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, your touch, dear God. Lord, upon the old and the young, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, for touching Tatum, dear God. And pray, Lord, that you would just continue to be with him. Bless him, dear God. Touch him, dear Father. Lord, strengthen him, Lord. Remember Liam, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, likewise, you would touch and heal according to your will, Lord. Remember Brother DeAndre, dear Father. Touch and heal, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Maria, dear Father. Pray, Lord, your choice blessings upon her, dear God. Remember that household, dear Father. Lord, remember Sister Indy in a special way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to touch, bless. Lord, remember her daughter. Remember Infinity there who's in the household, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would put your hedge of protection around that little child, dear God. And, Lord, continue, Lord, to heal, Lord, Sister Indy. Lord, help her, dear Father. Help, Lord, let her faith look up to thee, dear God, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to heal her. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all of those who are afflicted, Lord, who have pressed their way to be in the house of God, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would just bless and touch in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember Sister Holmes in a special way, dear God. We thank you for her, dear God. Pray, Lord, your continued blessings, Lord, be poured out upon her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember, Lord, Pastor Jenkins, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would touch her, Lord. Touch her, Lord. Touch her sinuses, dear God, behind her eyes, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would give her relief, dear Father. Lord, that she may be able to proclaim your name, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God. Lord, give her freedom, dear God, from this affliction, Lord, in her body, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would continue to help her, Lord. Strengthen her, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, Father, that they're the cares of life, dear Father, that she has, the things that we all have to deal with in our daily lives, dear Father. And, dear God, she's carrying burdens, Lord, for this congregation, dear Father. So, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for a double blessing, dear Father, be upon her, dear God. Bless, strengthen her, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And anoint her, Lord, this day, dear God, Lord, with power from on high, Lord, to minister unto your people. Lord, we pray, dear God, you'd remember each one who's present, dear God, and remember Brother Byrene's request, dear Father. Lord, you know all about him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for what you have already done, Lord, on his behalf and for his family, dear God. Lord, we just give you glory. Lord, we rejoice, dear God, in thee, dear God, as we see our dear brother, Lord, where you brought him from, dear God, what you brought him through, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you've already done, dear God. Lord, we're praying, Lord, that you would be with him, dear God, for this battery of tests, dear God, that must go through, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, just bless him, be with him, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you have been his guide and stay every step of the way. And, Lord, we know, dear God, that you had said, Lord, in your word that you would not leave nor forsake. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just bless our dear brother, dear God, and just encourage his heart, dear Father. Help him to know, Lord, that we'll be lifting him up in prayer on Monday, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, you'd remember his son and daughter in a special way, dear God. And Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that you have kept them safe. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember his son Jacob in a very special way, dear God. Pray, Lord, we don't know, Lord, what it is, Lord, that you're taking him through. But Lord, we know, dear God, that your mercy, dear God, is going with him, dear Father, because we're praying for Jacob, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that doubtless you're showing him some things, dear God, to where he's even acknowledging with his parents, Lord, I love you even more. And we have no doubt that he already loves parents, dear God. Lord, the times, Lord, that we see things get out there in the world, and Lord, that you allow us to see things, dear God, that help us to even bring even more appreciation, dear God, on those who have brought us up, those who raised us, those who have been praying for us. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless and protect Jacob in a very special way. Lord, remember Madeline in a very special way, Lord. Lord, speak to both of their hearts, dear God. For we know, Lord, that as they were coming up, Lord, they heard your word, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, and words of encouragement that the saints might have said to them when they were young. Prayers, Lord, that the saints are praying for them even now, Lord, would be a help to them, dear God, and cause them, dear God, to draw nigh unto thee, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Laurencine, dear God. Be with her, dear Lord, as she's going through her procedure, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would bless her, Lord. Give her calmness of spirit, dear God. Help her, Lord, just to, again, lean heavily upon thee, dear God. For we know, Lord, that you'll be with her every step of the way. Bless her, Lord, and keep her encouraged, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Smith's request for her sister, dear God. Lord, be with her, dear God, as she's going through surgery, when she's scheduled to go through surgery, dear God, on Tuesday. Father, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless, Lord, even in your mercy, dear God. So, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God. Lord, if it be possible, Lord, give Sister Smith words, Lord, to say to her, dear God, that would cause her, Lord, to think on thee. Cause her to think on her soul, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to give us words, Lord, of kindness, dear Father. But still let them know about their soul, even in love and in kindness, dear God. But still let them know the truth, dear God, about what their soul, where their soul needs to be right with thee. Lord, we know, dear God, that we have loved ones, dear Father, even as Sister Carol said, we all have loved ones, dear God, who are out of the ark of safety. Lord, but Father, when we speak to them, Lord, we know, Lord, you want us to speak to them in love, Lord. We're not going to beat them up with the word, dear Father. But, Lord, to speak with them in love, God, knowing, dear Father, that you're able to save them. And, oh, Lord, that when you draw with cords of love, dear God, even, Lord, as you drew us. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would give Sister Smith the wisdom, dear God, to offer words of comfort to a sister, dear God, and help her to know, Lord, that the saints are lifting her up in prayer, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to bless and have your way, Lord. Remember Darnell Lauderdale, dear God. Father, we thank you, dear God, Father, that you were merciful, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, Lord, that you spared his life. We thank you, dear God, that his family didn't suffer injury. Lord, we thank you for that, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your healing power, dear God, would touch his hand, dear Father. Lord, heal it according to your will, dear Father. This we beg of thee. Lord, remember him in his body and remember him in his soul, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, again, that you would remember all of the bereaved families, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and comfort, dear God. Lord, help them to know, dear God, that none of us were put here in these bodies to stay always in this life. And so it behooves us, dear God, to find you, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that your word is able to find us, but, dear God, we have to surrender to it. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that they may seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you are near. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each request, dear Father. Lord, you know about each one, dear God. Lord, those that we have forgotten to pray about, dear God, we know, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to bless, dear Father, even in spite, Lord, of the infirmities of our mind. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would have your way. Remember, Lord, this service. Remember each one of us, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just have free reign, dear God, in this service, dear God, and in our lives. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm before you to lift the morning offering. We thank God for all that he has provided for us. This is the third Sunday of the month.
Already.
Already. My. The special offering for today is for the food pantry. And we may place that offering in the center plate. Our tithes and other offerings will be placed on the far left or far right plate. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. We think of the song poet that says, Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you.
Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us. We know, dear God, that everything that we have, we don't really have. We've just been put in trust. And, Lord, we thank you, dear God, even for that blessing. But we know, Lord, that everything that we have, Lord, all belongs to you, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of bringing our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. We pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom, dear God, for the use of these tithes and offerings. We depend upon you, Lord, to know what to do and when to do it, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and direct in everything, dear God. We pray, Father, that you would multiply it even as you only you can, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver, and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by his blessed example. Happy, how happy are souls that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let it pass of light, pressing more closely to him who is leading. When we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praise of this day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass over walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy and love, looking to him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let it pass of the Lord. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward will follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King in his beauty, happy, how happy our faith at his side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let it pass of the Lord. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, let it pass of the Lord. Amen. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Amen, amen. Amen. Praise God.
came down in glory, filled my soul. Amen. Amen. Not at the rapture, but when at the cross, the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down, and glory filled my soul.
Praise
our God. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Have to have glory in your soul to please the Lord. Amen. Shall we stand? Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
What a testimony. Thank you, Lord. And if it happened to you, then you know what the song poet is talking about. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. When at the cross, the Savior made you whole. Were washed away. Praise God. Praise our God. Light is so much better than darkness.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray that the Lord would again shine down upon us the light of his word. We know it's for the good of our souls. And so we're going to lift Pastor Jenkins in prayer. We're going to pray for her. And we're going to pray for us too. Amen. Because we realize that the preaching of the word is a transaction. The transaction so quickly was made. When at the cross, I believed. Preaching of the word is a transaction. The Holy Spirit gives our pastor the word to preach. But a transaction is a two-way street. We have to eat the word. And so there's a transaction going on when the word is preached and we take the word in. And so we're going to pray for the Lord to have full control in this transaction. Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for your Son. We thank you, dear God, for your glory, dear Father. Lord, that fills our souls because of salvation. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be glorified in your word, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, your anointing upon Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. Lord, even as she preaches your word, dear God. Lord, as she pours out her heart, dear God. Lord, to thee, Lord, and to us, dear Father. Lord, that your word may go forth, Lord, and accomplish that purpose for which you have sent it. Lord, we pray, dear God, your touch upon her, dear Father. Lord, even touch her, dear God, in her sinuses, dear Father. Lord, we let there be no impediment, Lord, no constraint, dear Father, for her being able to preach your word in the liberty of the Spirit. And Lord, we pray, dear God, for our part of the transaction, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds, dear God, to receive all of your word, dear Father. Lord, to take it all in, dear God. Lord, to have it, to let it nourish us, dear God, in our souls and in our minds and in our spirit. Dear Father, and Lord, give us, dear God, the grace to walk in it, dear God, as you shine it on our pathway. This we ask in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake. Truly thank God for another privilege and opportunity to stand before you this afternoon. Thank God for the beautiful prayers, songs, heaven came down, and glory filled my soul. Amen. Thank God. Let us continue to remember. We haven't seen Mr. Cunningham in a few Sundays. Let's remember him much in prayer. Oh, be faithful. So we want to reach out to him. And we thank God for everyone that's here, those who are online, and God for those who are on the phone and trusting the Lord's complete healing of bodies. In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the fourth chapter, 17 through 24. said to Sister Millicent after we began reading, I said, we could have went all the way to the end of the chapter. We may the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord may get us there. Amen.
Amen.
I trust you have your Bibles, and to the young people, especially those that are mine, I don't want you to sleep. I want you to be writing down the scriptures. This word of God is for you too. You have a soul that's going to have to answer to God one day. None of us are too young. There's a couple in here that may be young. None of us are too young to die. I should say none of us are too young to die, even that. We're seeing and hearing it in the news each and every day. Souls are going into eternity. I shared with you a former coworker. She passed away on Thursday. Her husband passed away on Friday. Leaving their children and grandchildren. But we know God is good. Amen.
Amen.
He's been with us. As we said in our hearing, we read Ephesians 4, verse 17 through 24. We would like to go back to verse 24 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, the new man. The new man. When you say that you are a new man in Christ Jesus, we are saying that Jesus knows us by name. That we have a personal relationship with the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 8, verse 3 says, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. You see, it is important to understand what we are as Christians or what it means to be called a Christian. It is not merely what we ought to be or what we will be, but what we are in Christ Jesus. The word Christian means Christ-likeness. When we say we are like Christ, that means he is to be our pattern for life. This new life in him is not a fad, but a change for life. Paul said in to the Corinthian saints in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, he said, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. When you are a follower of Christ Jesus, you will live like he lived. You will have the mindset of the things of God. You will walk in humility before others. You read and study God's eternal word. You will do the will of God. You will live a holy and righteous life. Your life will have changed to resemble that of a true child of God. People will not be guessing whether you are saved or not, because they will know. According to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I truly thank the Lord for the word of God. Thank God for Brother Byron on Wednesday night. You know, saints of God, we've been studying about the presence of God. We've been studying about the evidence of it being in our lives. And so when we say we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, there's an evidence that we must have in our lives that Christ is reigning within. When we go back to our scripture text in which we read this morning, we would like to go just a little further down in that scripture text and look at what Paul was saying to the saints there at Ephesus. He said in verse 25, he said, wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. You see, now that the evidence or presence of God is in our lives, we've got to put away lying.
We got to speak the truth with our neighbors, for we are members one of another. He went on to say, be ye angry and sin not. We can't be angry and sinning and saying we are still children of God. He said, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. We're living in a time right now that people are hanging on to things for years and years and years. I was with my sister on yesterday, I said, at a friend's memorial. And the friend that had passed away, her and another one of their friends had gotten into some kind of a spat. And for years, I believe they said it was like 20 years, there was a misunderstanding that they didn't understand what each other were saying. And she said, all those years we wasted being angry at each other. All saints of God, we don't know how long God has us upon this earth. We don't need to walk around angry with somebody for years and years on end and not even know the reason why we are angry. But I'm just angry with Sister Blake. That is not of God. He said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. You see, when you walk around and hold a grudge and hold something against somebody, you are giving place to the devil, allowing the devil to be able to come in amongst you. And what does the devil do? The devil is there to divide. He's there to keep you from being able to make peace with another individual. But that is not of God. He said, let him that sow, he said, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. God wants you and I to work so that we can help someone else. He went on to say, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. As a child of God, we are not supposed to be sinning in the way of cursing and lying and doing various things. Many times you'll hear those who say, I'm saved, but then many are having curse words coming out of their mouth. The Bible said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. You can't say that I'm a child of God and you are cursing someone out and then turn around and say, you be blessed. A cursing and a blessing ought not to come out of the same mouth. God is not honoring it. He said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from all you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Oh, that's the evidence of the Holy Spirit working in us. Praise our God. In this reading in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, where Paul said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, things are become new. Paul was declaring to the Corinthian brethren and the Corinthian believers and you and I today that what every Christian is, he said, therefore, if. You see, that word if means a lot. It is conditional upon us being in Christ. It means that we can't be hanging on the fence post of trying to figure it out, but that we are in Christ Jesus. And if we are in him, then you and I are new creatures. We are now a child of God through faith. Our salvation came through the unmerited grace of Almighty God, meaning we did nothing to earn this salvation. We did nothing to deserve this salvation that God has given to you and I. However, the amazing grace of Almighty God was extended unto you and I through the death of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We are told in Ephesians, the second chapter, verse 8, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is the gift of God. Praise our God. Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have that peace this afternoon?
He said his death made our salvation possible. That's why it means something when we say that we are in Christ Jesus. Turn with me to for a moment to Galatians, the third chapter. Galatians 3, verse 24 says to you and I, it said, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that, faith is come. We are no longer under a schoolmaster. No, because we are under a new dispensation, a new time, and that's in Jesus Christ. He went on to say, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Oh, thanks to God. That word faith means something. Oh, it means we walk by faith and not by us by sight. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You got to have faith to live for Jesus Christ. How many have found that to be so? You can't live this life any other way but faith in Jesus Christ. He went on to say, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Have you put on Christ Jesus? Have you been baptized into Christ? He said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. He said, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's and heirs according to the promise. Are you an heir this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, Paul was speaking to the brethren at Galatia, and he was reminding them that they were justified by faith. You see, Paul had been concerned for them because they had received the gospel in faith. They were being tricked by some Judaizers. The Judaizers wanted to say salvation depended on adherence to the law and particularly circumcision. Paul countered that argument by helping them to remember how they were saved by faith. He argued from the Old Testament covenant, showing how Abraham was similarly saved by faith. Abraham, we are told in the Word of God, believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. You see, Abraham believed that through his offspring, God would bless all the world. And so Abraham believed God's promises, and he was saved. This promise was passed down through his sons, and they all believed God. Paul then continued on to argue for the meaning of the promise to Abraham over the addition of the law. And then he showed how the law fit into God's original promise. He said, therefore, the law, being our guardian unto Christ, came that it revealed sin, and it showed us our need for salvation. You see, to be baptized into Christ means that as saints of God, we identify with him, having left that old lifestyle, and now we are embracing the new life in the family of God. That's what it means to take up your cross and follow Jesus Christ. You see, when we responded to the Holy Spirit's drawing, he baptized us into the family of God. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 13. Praise our God. He says there, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. See, that's the unity that we have as children of God. When all of us, when we believe, we are all one members of Christ Jesus. Do we believe that this afternoon? That's why God doesn't have all of these religions that are going on right now. God doesn't have this person living this way and this person living that way and all of us saying we are all children of God. No, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4, look there for a moment with me, there is one body and one Spirit. I'm reading out of Ephesians 4, the fourth chapter. He said one body and one
one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. He went on to say there, one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who above all and through all and in you all. Saints of God, do believe this afternoon. See, we only have one Lord. There's only one faith. There is not all these different faiths that we're seeing today. That is nothing but the trick of the devil. The devil has all these different churches, all these different beliefs, and everybody is going to the same place. Everybody says we're all going to heaven, but everybody's taking all different roads to get there. Yes. But there's only one straight and narrow way to get into the kingdom of God, and that is through Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you're not on the highway to heaven, you're not on the right road. Amen. If you're on the road to someone because they say they are the bishop or they are the pastor of your church, that is not according to the word of God. There's one road into the kingdom of God, and thanks to God, I mean to be on that road. Look at what he says in Isaiah 35. Turn with me there for a moment. He says in that 8th verse of Isaiah 35, he said, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. That is the highway we are on this afternoon. I don't care what the masses are saying. I don't care how big they are. But you got to be on the way of holiness if you want to get into the kingdom of God. He said, the unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, those fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Are you redeemed this afternoon? Are you on the highway of holiness? Are you on the way that is straight and narrow that Jesus Christ has said to us in the word of God? Turn with me to Matthew 7 and look at what he says there. You know, some would say, oh, Sister Renee, are you sure that's the only way to get in? I tell you, that's what the word of God Amen. Says. And I believe God. I believe in righteousness. I believe in holiness. And he told me in his word that his word would not return unto him void, but would go forth and serve the purpose for what he sent it. God sent his word, and I believe God. He said in verse 13 of Matthew 7, Jesus said, enter you in at the straight gate. Oh, praise our God. He said, for wide is the gate and broad is the way. And do we not see that today, saints of God, you can go to a church of anything. You can live any old way and you still can be a deacon or sing in the choir. That's not according to Almighty God. You're not singing in God's choir when you're living a life of sin and then you're trying to say Jesus paid it all. Or when you're trying to sing a song that you said, my blood, I know it was the cross. I know Jesus near. Jesus, keep me near the cross. When you're living a life of sin. Amen. He went on to say there, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. What did he say? Few there be that find it. You may say, Sister Renee, what is that few? I don't know what that few is to Almighty God, but I want to be in that number. Amen. Praise Amen. Our God. Praise God this afternoon. He said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Oh, saints of God, let us be careful. We're living in a time right now where anything goes, but not in God. Amen. It may go in mankind, but not in Almighty God. When God saved us, he made you and I new men, all gender neutral, new men in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. See, how we become members in the body of Christ is through being baptized by the Spirit of God, baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Turn with me to Colossians, the third chapter. It is one of many scriptures in the Word of God that refers to being in Christ. Look at what it says there in that third verse of Colossians, the third chapter. Oh, it says, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Meaning there has been a spiritual death. Our whole life is now dead. It is buried, nailed to the cross. We are now crucified with Christ Jesus. We no longer serve sin and the influences of this old world. Oh, how I wish those who claim to be saved and still claim to serve God at the same time while they are sinning would get a grip on this truth and grow deeper in the things of Almighty God. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Because Romans, the sixth chapter and verse 11, look at what it says. You know, we're living time where there everyone's saved. And people are saved because they say, I go to a church. People are saved because they put eyes and money in. But that's not what salvation is all about. You, if you don't have any money, God said, give your all. God knows your heart. He knows how you're living your life. But you got to come to Jesus Christ. Salvation is not coming to the pastor or coming to a building, but it is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says there in Romans 6, chapter verse 11, look at these words that Paul left on record. He says right here in the Word of God that likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed. Let me go back to verse 10 about the old life. He said, for in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Saints of God, we're living unto Almighty God right now. He said, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Are you alive unto God through Christ Jesus this afternoon? He said, let not what? Sin therefore reign in your mortal body. You know, we're time to, right now, people will say, oh, no one can live like that. No one can live that kind of life. We're living in a sinful world. Well, saints, we may live in a sinful world, but we don't have to partake of the sins of this world. He said, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then he said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Then he says, neither yield ye your members of instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead. See, you're alive now. Oh, you were dead when you were in sin, but now you are alive in Christ Jesus. He said, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. He said, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Oh, many need to read this scripture. Amen. They need to get an understanding when they get up in pulpits and say, sin, you can't help it. Sin, you must. No, not according to God's word. He said, know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are. To whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. When we are saved, we were given a new life in Jesus. This new life imparts to us, as we are told in 2 Peter 1, verse 4, the divine nature of our Heavenly Father. And with the divine nature of God, we do not commit sin. Our Heavenly Father is holy. We are told in 1 Peter, look at these words, what Peter says in 1 Peter, the first chapter 1. And I know you Bible students know these scriptures well, but the Holy Spirit gave them to me as I was preparing this message. He says there in 1 Peter 1, verse 15, he said, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. You say, when you say you are a child of God, God expects us to be holy in all of our conversation. And conversation here means conduct. Whatever we do, you and I are to be holy in. Whether we go in a marketplace and someone gives us bad news, God expects us to be holy even with that bad news. God doesn't expect us to turn around and be hollering and screaming and acting ugly when somebody does something to us. That is not a child of God. He tells us that if we're buffeted for our fault, we have to take it patiently. He said, and if we do well and we still suffer, we got to still take it patiently. Regardless of what mankind does, we are the children of God. He went on to say in verse 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, he said, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as ye know that ye were not, come on, saints of God, we were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the what? Precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You see, this new life guarantees us eternal life in Christ Jesus. Because we are hidden in Jesus, we are in protective custody. And the enemy of our soul cannot separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Hebrews 12, verse 22 says, but you have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge and all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, all saints of God. When you and I got saved, we entered into heaven's community. We are now a part of a heavenly society. Praise our God. Ephesians 2, verse 6 says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As children of God, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation. We can glory in his presence and in his grace. You see, when you say you see yourself seated with Christ in heaven, in the very presence of God, to whom the angels are crying out, holy, 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 you won't spend evenings viewing the internet with pornography. You won't spend your days watching the young and the restless or the bold and the beautiful or other things that are not pleasing to God. You won't see yourself lying, cheating, stealing, or trying to get over on someone. When we see ourselves in heaven with Christ, we'll be drawn to worship and serve him in the beauty of holiness. How many have found that to be so? Praise our God. Oh, yes, to be in Christ means something. It means we have accepted his sacrifice as payment for our sins. You think about it for a moment. Our rap sheets contain every sinful thought. It contained every attitude or action that you and I have committed. There was no amount of self-cleansing that could have made us pure enough to warrant forgiveness and have a relationship with Almighty God. We're told in Jeremiah 2, verse 22, for though thou wash thee with nitrate and take thee much so, yet thy iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. Also, the Bible says in Romans 5, he tells us in our natural state, we were the enemies of God. See, we couldn't save our own selves because we were out of the will of God. We needed a Savior to save you and I. Romans 5, verse 10 says, but God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He said, much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved
by his life. We couldn't save ourselves. You see, the only cure for our sins was the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22 reminds us, is in almost all things are by the law purged with blood. Without shedding of blood is no remission. How many can say as the hymnal, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Praise God. You see, when we extended his sacrifice on our behalf, he switched accounts with us. He exchanged our list of sin for his perfect account that it was totally pleasing to Almighty God. 1 Peter 2, verse 24 says, oh, praise our God, these words. He says there, for all, he said in 1 Peter, 2, verse 24, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. See, Christ bore our sins. He was our substitute. He stood in our place. He said, who his own self bare our sin in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sins shall live unto what? Righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, a divine exchange took place at the foot of the cross. Our sin nature for his perfect one. In order for us to enter into the presence of holy God, we must be hidden in the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You see, only in Christ is our sin debt canceled and our relationship with God restored and our eternity is secure. John 20 verse 31 says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Oh, do you know this afternoon whether you have eternal life through his name? Praise our God. If you cannot say that you have eternal life through his name, then the invitation for you to come to Jesus and become a new man or woman in him is right now. We don't have to wait to the end of the message, but you can come right now. You see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not about renovation, but it's about regeneration.
Yeah.
It's not about rehab, but it's about redemption. It's not about placing a patch on an old garment, but it's about a new garment of righteousness given to us by faith through the substitutionary atonement of Christ Jesus on the cross for your sins and mine. You see, without Christ, we would have died and spent eternity in hell as payment for our sin debt. Death in the scripture refers to separation. That meant we would have been separated from Almighty God. Oh, I know every one of us is going to die because the word of God has said it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. But some will live in heaven with the Lord throughout eternity, while others will live a life in hell throughout eternity. Oh, don't let the masses fool you this afternoon to make you believe that, oh, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to take those who are ready to go with him. And they're going to go up to heaven, and he's going to leave them down here that are not ready and allow them to purge themselves so that they can get ready. And then in 1,000 years, he's going to come back and give. That's not according to the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus is only coming back once. He came one time already, and that was to seek and to save that which was lost. Now he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. He's the mediator between God and mankind. And when he comes back the second time, he's not coming back a third, a fourth, a fifth to gather up folks who are trying to get themselves ready. You better be ready to go when he comes back. Praise our God. Oh, our Heavenly Father deserves better than that.
for mankind to take our Heavenly Father and to try to make the things of God to sound foolish and to try to make Jesus coming back and you walking around purging yourself. You think about it, saints of God. People are living such lies right now down here. I'm not working this hard to live in the kingdom of God, to live with all this stuff that's going on down here. I'm living to live again because I've lived for Almighty God. I'm living to live with Jesus Christ. As I said to Brother Byron and Sister Blake downstairs this morning, we're living in a time right now where masses are teaching many that it's okay, you can live your life any old way. Yesterday, as I said, I attended the memorial service. I was there in a place called a house of God, and they had all in the backdrop, all of these lights and various things. And my sister was explaining to me, well, what they do with that, they come in as an entertainment, a motivational thing, and then they bring in all the music that like out from outside and the lights are flashing and everybody is up and that's how they worship the Lord. They're jumping and worshiping the Lord all over. And she said that's how they're drawing young people to come because they have massive groups of young people that come. But I said to her, my Bible says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You see, when we try to do all these things to bring folks to Christ, we're bringing the world into the church. We're bringing all these things in to get people all up in their flesh. And so we say all our kids need to have hip-hop. We did in the back in the day when I went to school, they taught you your ABCs. They taught you your arithmetic. You sat down and we had little things that you had to learn from flashcards and various things. Now you got to turn on rap music and get our children all dancing and going so they can learn their ABCs. You got to learn all kinds of ways by dancing and swinging all up and down, shaking their legs and various things. But that's not how you get in to the kingdom of God. Amen. You don't have to shake and shimmer. Amen. All you gotta do is come to our altar of repentance, and the good Lord said he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. If you come to Almighty God. I don't have to get up here with a bunch of bells and whistles to get you to come to Jesus. It's the Spirit of God that does the moving. It's the Spirit of God that will prick your heart through the message, through the word of God. God will bring you. And if you don't come when God is calling you, I can't draw you any other way. I can't get up here and bring the world into the house of God and try to get you to come to God. You're going to have to come God's way.
Amen.
That way is through Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Praise our God. Oh, my God. He went to that cross for you and I. You and I deserve to be the ones that were on that cross. We deserve to die for our sins. Oh, but Jesus Christ went there. He took the punishment for us on himself in our place. He substituted himself for you and I. He took what we rightly deserve. The word of God said God has made him. We are told in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus took the sins we committed unto himself to pay the price for us. In 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verse 18, it says to you and I, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Praise our God. See, these verses in the Word of God, they're teaching us about the replacement that Christ was for us. They also teach us that he was the atonement, meaning he satisfied the payment that was due for the sinfulness of all mankind. And because he did this for you and I now have the opportunity to not only have our sins forgiven, but to spend eternity with Almighty God. That's only if we repent of our sins and be born again and come to Almighty God and live a righteous and sober life. Oh, that's why it's important to know that as new creatures in him, we are living under a new owner, a new management, and his name is Jesus Christ. You see, when he redeemed us, he did not just put righteousness upon rags of sin. No, a complete overhaul took place. In the natural, when a business puts up a sign that says under new management, it means that there has been a change in the leadership of that organization. Amen. And with new management comes new organizational structure and a new way of conducting business. What are you saying, Sister Renee? In the spiritual, under new management of Jesus Christ, nothing remained the same. After Jesus took the reins of our lives, praise our God. Oh, 1 Corinthians 6:19, let us know that we are not our own anymore. After he took those reins, you and I are not our own. Now that we are in Christ, we belong to Almighty God by purchase rights. Oh, when you glorify God in your body, you will not use it to do things that are not pleasing to God. You will know that your body is God's temple. How many know what I'm talking about? I know many have the notion that this is my body. I can do as I please. Yes, it is your body. But if you are saved, it is the temple of Almighty God. And God has a way for his children to live and to act and to glorify him. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 6 and look at what it says there in verse 19 and 20. And what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, but you have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Are you God's this afternoon? Praise God, then glorify him in your body. That's why we don't stick on everything on these bodies. We are now the temple of Almighty God. We may have done it when we were out there in the world. We may have gone out there and got all body pierced, tattooed, whatever. But now that we're children of God, that is not of God. Oh, we don't go. We may still have to have tattoos or some body piercing that we have, maybe holes in our ears or whatever. But you don't have to display those things. Now you cover them up. You're not boastful walking around to show them so you want everybody in the world to see you had. No. Not so. You cover it, but now you're a child of God. You know what the word of God says. We're not to mar up our bodies with these things. We're not to put all these things on. I'm now a child of the King. Praise our God. Praise our God. This is why we are told in Colossians, the third chapter, verse 8, to put off the old man. And in verse 12, to put on the elect of God. Turn with me there for a moment. Oh, I love this scripture. I ask that you read it, the entire scripture in your leisure. But let us go down to where he talks about the new man. Because he starts out talking about the old man. He talks about the affections of things. I mean, he talks about, the things that you're doing in your body. He said the old man. When your life, he said, when verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him in glory. He tells us to mortify in verse 5 the members upon this earth. You know, all the things that we used to do, fornicate and various things, uncleanness. But then he says there in verse 10, look at what he says. And as he goes on down throughout the verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, he tells us about putting away evil things, putting away lying and anger and cheat, malice, filthy communication. Then he says in verse 10, and put on, and have put on the new, on the man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You got to put Jesus Christ on. Amen. Come on, saints of God. We got to have him on. That's after we've got the spiritual knowledge of knowing who Jesus is. That's why we put him on. where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor an uncircumcision, barbarian, Szechuan bond, nor free, but Christ is all in all. Look at what verse 12 says. It says, put on therefore as the elect of, are you elect of God? He said, holy and beloved bowels of mercy. Oh, saints of God, we've got to have mercy. We've got to have kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. We've got to forbear one another. We got to forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. If you have a quarrel against someone, if there's something you have, go to that individual. Make it right. He said, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfect. We've got to have spiritual love one toward another. He said, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are also, ye are called in one body, and be ye what? Thankful. Sister said this morning, sister, I'm just thankful. Praise our God. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Sister Melson just said, when we were doing prayer requests, she said, sis, I'm just thankful. How many can say they're thankful? Praise our God.
Thank you.
Praise our God. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Christ's word dwelling in us richly. He said, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Oh, praise our God. He didn't say hip-hop, gospel rap. He said, psalms and hymns, spiritual songs. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Praise our God. Everything we do, saints of God, we've got to give glory and honor. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. All in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Then he said, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your. He's got something for each and everyone in the house. Everyone in your family. God has a message for all of us. Husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. Oh, children, he said, in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. You may not like the ideal. They told you you had to wear what you had to wear in school, but you are to obey what they said. Don't go to school and change out your outfit.
Amen.
God sees you. Mom may not, but God does. Mm-hmm. One day you're going to slip up. Mom's going to see it too. Amen?
Yes, right.
Praise our God. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service that man pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And then Paul reiterated again, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of person. Praise our God. You see, with salvation comes a personal responsibility for us to glorify God and how we are living. And with that responsibility, it comes obedience to God and everything. You see, from the beginning of time, the first responsibility man had with respect to Almighty God's commandments of obedience. Our obedience to God and his written word is the very thing that maintains our walk with God. Turn with me to Genesis, the second chapter, and look at what it says there in the 16th and 17th verse. I know a lot of times you'll hear people say, well, they only ate one piece of fruit, but it was in disobedience to the command of Almighty God. You know, one sin will keep you out of the kingdom of God. My, my, my. When Moses, think about it, saints of God, I know you know this well. Moses was there. I believe it's in Numbers, the 14th chapter. Moses was there at the water of Meribah. Moses was told to speak to the rock. And remember Moses when he gathered all the children there. They began to murmur. And they began to complain. And Moses was there with and was told what to do. He was told to speak to it. He was told, no, don't strike it, but speak to it. But all Moses turned around. And Moses struck that rock. And he called God's people rebels. Called God's people names. And God said because he failed to honor Almighty God, that he would not go into the promised land. Moses pleaded with God because he wanted to go in. Oh, but God told him, he said, don't ask me this anymore. And that's in Deuteronomy, saints of God. And God let him know, you can't go in, but I'll let you see it. Oh, saints of God. The Holy Spirit is bringing something to me. It's a little different for us now. See, when God says you're not going to get into the kingdom of God, oh, he's not going to just allow you to open the door and let you see what it looked like. No, depart from me.
Amen.
You're not even going to get to look. But see, right now, he's already given us a glimmer of a heavenly place. He's already told us in the word of God, streets of gold, what it's going to look like. That's what we're going to be. That's what it's in our imagination, what it's going to be. Oh, we sing that song and it's escaping my mind. But oh, what will it, come on, sis, what will it be to be there? Oh, he's already given us that glimmer, that look. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't think you're going to get to the end and I'm going to be able to peek in. No, no, no. If you're not going there, you're not going to be able to peek in and see or peek up to see what it's all about. He's going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, my, my, my. But look at Genesis, the second chapter, verse 16. He said, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. 1 Samuel 15:22. Another example. 1 Samuel 15:22, it says, in the word of God, to obey is better than sacrifice. You Bible students know that story about Saul of old. He was told to do various things, and Saul did not fulfill what he was told to do. But he thought that he could come to Samuel, and he could say things. Such I was forced and people and crying in my ear. But oh, when God gives us a command to do it, we've got to obey Almighty God. We can't step over that boundary. And that's when he said there in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22. And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. Jesus said in Luke 11:28, these words, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You see, God speaks to us through the means of his written word. He has laid out how we are supposed to live, how you and I are supposed to walk, and how you and I are going to be able to inherit his blessing. His word speaks life into a dead soul. His word gives guidance where there is confusion. His word grants deliverance where there has been bondage. It gives protection where there has been exposure. It also gives blessing, healing, salvation, and restoration. We will only receive these blessings found in the word of God when you and I choose to obey it. When a person comes into a saving relationship with Christ Jesus, Yes, their life does change. I am a witness to that. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You see, Jesus did not come to put old wine in new bottles, nor to pour the new wine of his spirit into hearts for trying to please God by keeping the rules and traditions of mankind. No, Jesus came to give new life to lost sinners. He came to take the old wineskins of our flesh and make us new by his power. You can read about it in your leisure in Mark, the second chapter. You see, when he transformed us through the new birth, we are ready to receive the new wine of his spirit. Those of us who have been saved by grace, those of us who are born again, we're fit containers for the spirit of Almighty God. Praise our God. See, the spirit is not going to come and indwell in an unholy temple. He's not going to come inside if your temple of God is not holy. My. We've got to know what the word of God says. We've got to be complete in Almighty God. We are not complete until we are born again, until we receive the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Peter said it this way, 1 Peter 1:23. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, thank the God. We spoke about this on Wednesday night during our Bible study. Sister Blake was saying again this morning as we were sitting downstairs and getting going for prayer. And she said, oh, I want to just thank God again for Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God for Brother Byrene, the leading of our Bible study. Oh, and thank God for Sister Webb's scripture on 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Oh, and Sister Lawrence's scripture and all the exhortations that went with it and came in from the word of God. I say to those who are not here or not able to get in or have not tried to get in, you need to try to get in on Wednesday night. Oh, I'm learning so much on Wednesday night, and I'm looking to learn even more beginning tomorrow. Lord, if the Lord wills for us to be at Bible study this coming week, learning more about how to draw close to Almighty God. You may say, well, Sister Renee, you're in the pastor position. You should know I still have to draw closer. He said, for he to think of these stand, take heed lest he fall. I've got to still run this race just like you're running it. I still got to read and study the word of God. I still got to pray and be in commune with Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? I know Sister Blake, Brother Byrene, our teachers, Brother Levester, we all have got to study and study the word of God and know what thus saith the Lord. He tells us in the word to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then Jesus went on and said, search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. We've got to get into the word of God, and we've got to have time with Almighty God. We've got to have prayer time. We've got to have study time. We've got to have meditation time with Almighty God to know where we stand with God. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. But in Sister Webb's scripture text, in 2 Corinthians 4, turn with me there for a moment. And verse 7 still stuck out with me, as it did with Sister Blake on Wednesday night and others. Verse 7 said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, that earthen vessel is our body. It is what is in the physical reality, and it is through it that we interact with the world through our five senses. We have a body for the same reason that the Lord Jesus came with a physical body. Our spirits and soul interact with spiritual reality. We're told in John 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Our spiritual service of worship is to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Almighty God. While this is not a choice, this is not an option or something that you and I can opt out of as they do in the world. No, When you say you belong to Almighty God, you belong to God through Christ Jesus. Our bodies are no longer our own. We are not living in the physical. Yes, we have this flesh. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. But we are spiritual. We are living in the spiritual realm. That's why we worship God in spirit and in truth. And these bodies that we have, our vessels right now, are available. They are sanctified, set apart for the use of Almighty God. That's why we just don't put any old thing on it. And in our redeemed heart, we have a piece of the kingdom of Almighty God, all reigning within. We oftentimes sing that song. There is a kingdom of peace. It is reigning within. You can't have it reigning within if you're not living for Almighty God. My. Praise our God. Christ Jesus, he is the treasure that we hold in our earthen vessel. Through Christ Jesus, you and I have been redeemed from our sins. And with salvation, God can work through you and I. He can sanctify us, all that he might use us for his work in the ministry. Saints of God, there are those out there that need to be saved. They need to see righteous and holy living in our world today. Our world today right now is running rampant in the wrong direction. People don't know about God the way they ought to. You may say, oh, Sister Renee, they know something about God. But I said the Holy Spirit had me to say, as they ought to know about God. Many people hear about God. They hear about Jesus. But many people are not being exposed to people who live true, holy, righteous lives for Almighty God. They're being exposed to people who are about out to get money. They're being exposed to ministers who talk about prosperity. They're being exposed to ministers who talk only about blessings, about all these good things. Yes, God is good, and I know he's been good to each and every one of us, but we also serve a God of wrath. We also serve a God that is, he wants you to be saved. It is not his will that any be lost. We serve a God that wants us to live righteous. He wants us to live holy. He wants us to live soberly in this present world. Are we there yet, saints of God? Are we living all to Almighty God that the world will see that you and I are a new man in Christ Jesus? Praise God. This is why Paul said these words in 2 Timothy 2. Excuse me, I know I'm wiping here, but excuse me. Look at what he says in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, verse 20. He said, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Then look what he says. He said, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel, come on, saints of God, unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. Are we sanctified and meet for God's use in this world? Look what he tells us to do in verse 22. He said, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness. Brother, there's your word, righteousness. He said, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of what? A pure heart. God wants his people to serve him out of a pure heart. Then he went on to say, foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach patient. Oh, saints of God, it's not only up to the ministry to be able to teach, but God wants all of us as children of God to be able to tell someone about Jesus Christ. You got to be able to tell someone why you are saved. They may ask you, where do you go to church? Just don't say, well, I go to the Church of God on Wayne Avenue. No, I am the Church of God on Wayne Avenue. I am. am God's church. How are you God's church? Because I am living according to the word of God. This is just a building where you and I come to, but you and I are the church of God. Praise our God. He said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him. You see, God will glorify, will be glorified, whether we choose to live holy or not. God can change anyone in just one instant, if they will allow him to do so, because he did it for you and I, amen?
Amen.
He will not force anyone to serve him. God didn't force us to serve him, but the word of God was preached so in a way that we knew that we needed to come to Almighty God. And when the Spirit of God pricked our heart, see, the word, the song says, we know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin. All of us was convinced by the Spirit of Almighty God, but all of us were convinced in a different way. How the Spirit moved, we don't know, but we thank Almighty God for it. To the lost this afternoon, you need to know it is not God's will that any should perish. Our God, yes, is long-suffering to all mankind. He can take a stony heart, and he can change it to a heart of flesh. He can take a mouth that used curse, swear, and even take his name in vain, and he can put a song of praise on his lips. He can take a soul that once lied, who stole, who cheated, and made them a vessel fit for the kingdom of heaven. You see, that is what he has done for all of us as saints of God. We too yet were sinners, but since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, oh, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Oh, the song says, shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Oh, he touched me. Can you say this afternoon, he touched me, and all the joy that floods my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Praise our God. Praise our God. When God touches you, a complete change will come over you. You will no longer be the same. You will live a life of holiness unto the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about this afternoon? Yes, when my Savior found me, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. He heard my humble cry. And while on others God was calling, he did not pass me by. Is that your testimony this afternoon? Can you say that I'm no longer the man or woman I used to be? Now that I'm in Christ Jesus, praise Almighty God. Yes, our God is worthy to be praised this afternoon. No, everything in life is not peachy, but I have a Father. To me, he has given a hope for eternity, blessed and true, and soon he will call me to meet him in heaven. But oh, that he let me bring you with me to praise our God. Yes, I want to be at the meeting. I want to meet my Savior when this life is over. What about you? Therefore, I want to live as he has asked me to live, holy and righteous lives in this present world. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, are we suitable for the master use this afternoon? When Jesus came into our lives, he caused the old fruit to dry up and fall away. The old ways of sin and self hung on us for a long time. Some held on there for 20, 30, 40 years of our lives. Religion, religious ritual, traditions of men could not repair that old man. Those things merely held you and I down for a little while. But God, we're told in the word of God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Oh, do you know about the mercy of Almighty God this afternoon? Praise be to Almighty God.
Amen.
He gave us Jesus. And when Jesus moved in, he created a new life within us. How many know what I'm talking about? That new life he placed in you. He placed it in me. And it began to work its way out of us. And before long, what the Lord had done on the inside became visible on the outside. He changed that old man into a new creature for the glory of God in heaven. Praise our God. The new wine of Jesus on the inside burst the wineskin of the old man on the outside. This old flesh that you and I live in could not contain the work of God in the heart. This new life is a powerful one. It's a dynamic one. It is one that is so different. Oh, yes, Sister Carol, it's different now. Praise be to Almighty God. When Jesus comes in, he comes in with such fullness that there is a desire. There is not a desire for that old man and that old way of lifestyle. But he came in to enable us to live a life that will glorify Almighty God. Praise our God.
Amen.
No, he didn't come in to blend his new way with the old ways of living. But he came to redeem us. Praise our God. He came to give us a new life in him. That is why salvation is referred to as the new birth. You see, for our too many are trying to sew the patch of Christianity into the old garment of their lives. And it's not going to work.
Amen.
Jesus does not want to remodel your old life or mine.
Amen.
He wants to make us into new creatures. Too many want Jesus to fill the wineskin of their old belief system. They want Jesus, but they do not want all the changes he brings. Oh, that will not work either. You see, when Jesus comes in, the changes he makes are so powerful. Yes, they are noticeable. The total changes that come, he destroys that old and he leaves only the new. And that's why the word of God tells us, he beautifies the meek with salvation. Are you beautiful this afternoon? Praise our God. You cannot mix Jesus in your religion. You cannot mix Jesus in your old ways of living. You see, to be saved, you have to come to Jesus, and you've got to forsake the rest. Oh, praise our God. I thank God for this new life. As a new creation in Christ Jesus, we just look good on the outside. But his divine power has genuinely changed us from the inside out. Praise our God. And it enables us to walk in newness of life. How many are walking in newness of life this
praise
afternoon?
God.
Oh, our desires now that we are saved are all toward the things of Almighty God. Oh, I thank God for the family of God. I thank God for the people of God. I thank God for his work in us. Praise our God. Because if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today? My, my, my. Oh, we were out there, saints of God. We were living a life of sin. And it's nothing to boast about. It is nothing that we are trying to boast about. But we were out there. We were out there in the world living just as big as we could live. But now that we are in Christ Jesus, we live a new life for him. Do everything as the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether therefore you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. You see, once you have experienced the power of the new birth, you won't want to hang with the old gang, so to speak. The crowd we used to run with should be a thing of the past. We're told in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, wherefore come out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Ephesians 5, verse 11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. This is one of the hardest things for many who are professing to be Christians today. They do not want to part ways with their old running buddy. However, if your old running buddy does not have the new birth or vision of it, they cannot see the kingdom of God. I know of all of us believe that we can change someone. However, it normally does not work that way. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? You see, our old sinful friends do not see as you and I do. Yes, I know we want them to see Jesus, and we want them to be saved. However, if they are constantly pulling you in the wrong direction, if they're constantly wanting you to go to places and do things that you used to do that are not of Almighty God, they don't have that spiritual vision that you have of salvation. That is what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus about the new birth experience. Turn with me to John, the third chapter. Oh, we're coming to a close. Thanks to God. Turn to John 3. And we know this scripture quite well. We know when Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was a ruler of the Jews. The word of God says in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. See, he recognized that Jesus was from God. How many can recognize that you and I are from God when we're out there in the world? How many can see our lives as they are and say, you are a child of God? I know you are. But by the way we carry ourselves, our conduct, our conversation, the things that we're doing, and we're not going into places that we ought not to be in. He says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You see, this is why many in the world today, our unsaved loved ones, when they say to you, oh, it's okay for you, you can do this or you can do that. See, they cannot see the kingdom of God. They don't have the spiritual vision. Why? They've not been born again. Because when you're born again, you know the things that are of God. He said, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Then look what Jesus said. He said, marvel not. Not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. You see, born again, being born again comes from above and goes within us. And that's how we live our lives. It first has to come to us. And it's got to come from Almighty God through the Spirit of God. And then it lodges within you and I. And it takes up residency in us. And that's how we can live for Almighty God. Then in verse 8, Jesus said to him, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. You see, Jesus let him know that just as the wind can be felt, it can be measured, and the effects of it can be seen. Where it came from and where it went remains a mystery. The new birth is the same way. You cannot physically see God do his work in a heart. Oh, but you can see the effects of the wind of the Spirit in that new life in Christ Jesus. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? When you see a drunkard leave his bottle and come to Christ Jesus through the new birth, you know the Spirit of God has been working. Amen. Praise God. When you hear clean language come from a mouth that used to be a sower and come to Jesus through the new birth, you know that the Spirit of God has been at work. Praise God. When you see a vile woman become a clean woman and come to Christ Jesus through the new birth, you know the Spirit of God has been working. When you see a wicked, hateful man turn into a sweet, loving, holy saint of God, you know the wind of the Spirit has been blowing in his soul. Amen. Oh, it is a mystery because we do not see it happen. Oh, but there is no denying the effects of the power of God when he works in mankind. Praise our God. Just as Jesus was saying to Nicodemus, I can save you, and when I do, you will never be the same. He is saying that to lost souls today. Praise our God. He can change you. He can alter your life forever. How many have found that to be so? I don't know of a saint of God that's saying, I'm turning and going back. I wish I would have came to Christ earlier in my life. That's what I've heard many of the saints say. Oh, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. You see, in our Sunday school lesson, and I say, if you don't have a Sunday school book, get a Sunday school book. These are some good, thought-provoking lessons. Oh, many of them have so much richness in them that we can't even get through it. As Brother said, in an hour, it takes longer. You know, even in our studies at home, when you're studying them Sunday school lessons, I don't know about you, but I find myself highlighting and underlining and circling and writing notes inside because these lessons are so good. They're rich. Amen. But in our Sunday school lesson this morning, the commentator wrote, and I quote, does it matter who Jesus is? Or is it only important that we follow his principles? Yes, it matters.
Yes.
Just following Jesus' principles does not save us. Jesus Christ himself saves us. We cannot follow his principles until we are saved. That is, born again. If he is not connected with heaven, he cannot take us there. We are to walk as he walked. But that is the Christian life, not the means of entering it. His foremost teaching is that ye believe on him who God has sent. Excuse me. End of quote. You see, just as it's important to understand that just following the principles or values of Christ will not get us into the kingdom of heaven, it's important to know that once you come to him, you've been born again. You repented of your sins. You are no longer the man or woman you used to be. You are now a new creature. You see, for a man to be in Christ, Christ through the Holy Spirit has to invade that individual. An invasion is basically a takeover. In the natural, when a country invades another country, we're coming to a close, saints of God, that conquering country takes over. A new king is now ruling. In the spiritual, to be in Christ is to be invaded by a power and a presence that is now the ruling power in our lives. All of us who profess to be saints of God, we have been invaded in a good way. We have been taken over by a force and a faith that makes us new. The hymnal writer spoke of it as something within that holdeth the reins, something within that I cannot explain. Have you got it? Praise our God. You see, this invasion caught Paul. It changed a persecutor into a preacher. It caught Peter. It changed a cursor into a Christian. It caught the jailer. It changed him from a non-believer to a believer. It caught a thief on the cross. It saved him from damnation. It confronted a man named Matthew or Levi who was a tax collector and made him a disciple. A man named Zacchaeus, also a tax collector who stole from the people, now a child of God. It caught two men of the Pharisees whose names were Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea and made them lovers of Christ. It invaded a life of Mary Magdalene who possessed demons and made her a faithful follower of Jesus. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Christ will invade the premises of our lives. He wants to take over ownership of our sight, and he wants the deeds to your life and mine. He wants to invade. That is what he did for us, and now old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. The invasion is not just to contain, but it is to change. Saints of God, You see, whenever a king invaded another kingdom, that king did not allow the rules, the system, the laws of that old monarch to continue on. The new king incorporated into that kingdom his way, his will, his law, and his statutes. The standard changed. That expectation changed. He incorporated his desires, a new direction, a new agenda, a new spirit. What are you saying? When you become a child of God, a new creature in Christ, a change takes place. When Jesus came in, he incorporated a new shift, a new paradigm, a new way of us being, a whole manner of life that is governed and directed by a new master through his indwelling Spirit of God. He gave us new identification. You see, that old man used to fly a flag of sin, hatred, malice, lust. But the King of Kings has planted his flag in you and I. His emblem is in us. And Christ's flag is the fruit of the Spirit. It is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and the color of that flag is red. Why? Because it was the blood of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, that saved you and I. Praise be to Almighty God, for without the shedding of blood, there would have been no remission of sin. You and I would not have been redeemed. But now that we have been redeemed, you and I are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God bless you is my prayer. Praise be to God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. The new man. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor said, under new management, under new control.
Amen.
He said, with a new organizational structure.
Yes.
Christ is the head.
Amen.
We are the body.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. It's an inspiring message. Amen. And the portion that she read, I believe, is out of the Sunday school book that talked about, does it matter who Jesus is? Is it just important to follow his principles? And my mind went back to, I don't know if they still do it, but they had this saying, they would used to wear his little, said, WWJD, what would Jesus do? They would say, what would Jesus do? But what pastor preached is that is not what would Jesus do, but who is Jesus to you?
My, praise our God.
Is he your Savior?
Amen.
Or is he not?
Amen.
Not just what we do, because if he's your Savior, then you're going to do what he said to do.
Praise our God. Amen.
But as she read the Sunday school lesson, you can't follow his principles unless you're saved.
Amen.
You can't. You can't do it.
Amen.
Such an inspiring message for those who are saved. Inspiring. But it's a call. There's a call to believe, if you're not saved, to believe in the power of God to make you a new man. It's a call. That's what kept coming to my mind. It's a call to measure up to God's word. All of it. It's a call to battle against those things that would cause one to lose out, call to battle against self.
Amen.
And trying to hold on to the old man when the word says that the old man has to be mortified.
Amen.
It's a call to not to compromise,
praise
not
God.
To try to hold on to things, not to try to have one foot in the camp of the saints and the other foot in the camp of the devil. It's a call to stand,
mm-hmm.
to stand. in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free. I thank God to a call to forsake that old man. Crucify the old man and his deeds. A call to embrace the new man that God wants us to be. I thank God for this message.
Amen.
On the new man. So much here. Amen. I thank God for the word. What shall we sing?
409.
Number 409, the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand?
Number 409, the worship of the Lord.
Lord, I'm home.
I wander far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod.
Looking at the scripture that is given under the title of this song, I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. Luke 15:18. I believe that refers to the prodigal son. We know that he went out and he spent his substance, wasted his substance, really. Mm-hmm. He asked for his inheritance. His father, he went out and wasted his substance. and he had to see his own condition and to see what he had left, and then wanted to come home. And in a spiritual sense, if one has to see that they're lost in sin and know and believe that God the Father is able to save, that God the Father is able to help them, that that condition that they're in doesn't have to remain that way but can be changed. But the prodigal son had to come home. The prodigal son had to return to the Father. In the same way, if we are to be saved, we have to come to God. God will receive, but we have to come to him. We have to forsake that old life and come to God in order to be a new man. Even as we were told in the message, even as the Lord preached to us in today's message, we have to come to God, because it's not God's will that any be lost, young or old. It's not God's will that anyone go to hell. But when we live for the devil, we take matters out of God's hand, because God will not deny himself, and he will not deny his word. He will not deny his own holiness. And so we have to meet God's condition. Is there one who knows that they're not saved? Because we have to acknowledge that too. We have to know that we're not where God would have us to be. But we can be if we will just repent. Is there one? Will come to an altar, and there is no age limit on the altar. Young may come as well as old. Lord bless. Amen. You know that God is the Lord mighty to save through Jesus Christ. That we have to come to him. If we want heaven to be our home, then we've got to come to God in this life. Because if we don't come, we will be like the rich man, and in hell we'll lift up our eyes, knowing that we heard the word of God preached, knowing we had an opportunity to come and pray to God, that God will forgive of sin, God will forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But we have to come to the Lord. And the message Pastor Jenkins also preached for us too. You know, we've got to measure. We get measured to the word of God. We've got to stay measured up. Can't compromise. We can't fall into the path of the world.
Amen.
Don't care how many lights they're flashing.
That's right.
Amen. 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 Is there anyone who says, just pray for me that I may, amen. I want to remain steadfast.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, amen. We'll sing that last verse.
My soul is sad. My heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. My strength renewed. My hope restored. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home. Coming home. Open my heart.
Amen. Thank God for the message. We want to dwell with the Lord throughout all eternity. We have to come to him now. There's no salvation in the grave. Amen. Thank God for his message. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer, realizing that truly we have heard a message from God today. Truly a message from the Lord. And Pastor Jenkins, she preached what God gave her. She has delivered her soul. So now we're responsible for what we have heard. As we go to the Lord in prayer, we want the young people to be attentive. We don't want them fidgeting or putting things away and so on. We want them to also bow their heads as we pray to God. Because as we pray, as we're going to the Lord, we're praying for you too and praying for your souls. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your word today. We thank you, dear God, because we know, dear God, that you poured out in full measure, Lord, that portion of your word that you wanted us to have today, dear God. And we thank you, dear God, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God, who preached in full measure, dear God, all that your spirit gave to her to preach, dear Father, even as she stood before your people. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for blessing her. We thank you, Lord, for giving her, Lord, utterance out of your word. And we pray, dear Father, you would just touch her, bless her, dear God. Lord, as she has obeyed the Spirit from the heart, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for preaching, Lord, to our hearts and to our minds, dear Father. We thank you, dear Lord, for all that you have said to us today. And we pray, dear God, that you would give us grace, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember the souls, dear Father, of everyone who heard your word. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would, Lord, take hold on it, Lord, seriously, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that it is your word that's been sent, dear Father, Lord, that souls might be touched, Lord, that we might measure to your word, Lord, that any who are unsaved, dear God, would come to you, dear God, realizing, dear God, that your spirit is pleading, Lord, with souls to come to you, dear God, Lord, while there is still life, while there is still, Lord, the possibility of salvation. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and speak hearts and minds today. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word. And, Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear Father. Lord, we truly, dear Father, we want to be about your business. Truly, dear God, we want to, Lord, be all, Lord, that you call for us to be in your word. For you've described, dear God, what your people must be. And what your people must do, dear God, to be pleasing and right in your sight. So help us, dear God, even as it was preached, Lord, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, dear God. Lord, help us, dear Father, not to forsake those things that we have heard, dear God. Help us, dear God, not to neglect so great a salvation. Help us, Lord, not to let, Lord, those things that have been preached to us slip, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that we are responsible and we are accountable, dear God, unto thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, truly to be your people indeed. Lord, that others may see our holy conversation and godliness and worship our Father, which is in heaven. Lord, that they would surrender to your Spirit who is wooing them and pleading with them. Lord, that they may be washed in the blood of our dear Savior and your dear Son, dear God, for the remission of sin. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it all. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is there anyone who has would like to express themselves? And I thank God for the word today. Amen. Truly, I got my portion. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to walk in it as it shines on my pathway. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. We thank God that you're here as well. Amen. That he allowed you to come out. Amen. We know it's good to hear the word anytime, and when you're on the phone, it's good to hear the word, but it's better to be here, isn't it? Amen. Thank God. And we're so glad that you are here. It encourages our hearts also. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Is there anyone else would like to express themselves? Amen. Thank the Lord. Announcements for Sunday, September 19th, 2021. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. The canister is always available for contributions toward the November turkey giveaway to the community. Lord willing, tomorrow will be the start of the fall Bible study, September 20th through 24th, 2021, here at the church from 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Our theme will continue to be drawing closer to God. We respectfully request that attendees read chapters 4 and 5 from the book titled What the Bible Teaches prior to the event. Please bring your book and folder from our Spring Bible Study 2021. I'll let you make the announcement. Regarding the community fish and chicken fry.
Saints of God, we have spoken with Sister Melita and Sister Melison, and with great consideration, we are going to postpone the chicken and fish fry, or fish and chicken fry, which one it is, this year. And, you know, after concern, as Sister Lawrenceine brought out last week, you know, the difference between
food pantry
and having open food, we don't want to hurt anybody. We don't want anything because, you know, the food pantry food is already packed. It's, you know, it's in containers and various things. But open food is totally different. We will be cooking it, and we truly do not want to cause anyone with this pandemic roaring like it is. And we were talking about how right now the state of Ohio is in a crisis because the numbers are just going up and up and up. So I think it would be best that the Lord is showing us. Several may mention to me that we just postponed it, Lord willing, 2022. You know, God knows. And so, but I did speak with Sister Melita and Sister Melson and let them know that, because they're the organizers of it. Nobody did anything wrong. We just think out of, you know, the side, this is always said, they always say, I mean, when I used to work, err on the side of caution. Mm-hmm. And so the Holy Spirit of the Lord, when he speaks to us and he brings two and three people to say to you, yeah, we might not, we need to go along with what the Spirit of the Lord said. Because we're all brothers and sisters together.
Amen.
And so we work together in harmony. So we thank God for them. Thank God for their forethought, their work in that. And so now we just look forward to the other things that are, you know, the turkey giveaway, those things that are already packaged up, and then we're looking forward to tomorrow. So we thank God.
Amen.
God still has things for us to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Along with that, although it's not in the bulletin, I believe this coming Saturday is Fourth Saturday. I believe so. Coming Saturday will be the 25th of September, the 25th, 18th, the 11th, the 4th. Yes, will be the 4th Saturday. So that would mean that the food pantry, the Lord's will, the food pantry would be this coming Saturday. Amen. And we know that from the last time we packed 37 boxes and there were 13 people that came, means there are 25 boxes that are already down there and already packed. So we just have to change the marquee. We'll have to pack. And those, you know, we'll buy bread, fresh bread and milk. But the other, those bags are already, the boxes are already packed. And we thank God for that. And, you know, if more come than that, well, then when that runs out, we're out as far as food goes. But the word can still go forth. The month is going kind of quickly, and so that fourth Saturday kind of crept up on us. Thank God. Amen. Brother Jackson. Amen. Did everyone hear that? Brother Jackson said that we may be out of may be without a police officer. He said for 2 or 3 days, for a couple of days during the Bible study. And so he said when you park your car, do not leave any valuables in the seat or on the seat or anywhere visible, and please make sure that you lock your doors. And don't leave anything, not even anything, just don't leave anything on the seat, because that's, sometimes they'll break in, even whether it's valuable or not. Yes. So be aware. Thank you, Brother Jackson. Amen. So again, for Bible study, this whole week is Bible study. So we won't have the Wednesday night, specifically the Wednesday night Bible study by phone. And perhaps for some who would have been on Wednesday night, like Sister Holmes will call. She'll call Zoom. I'll call Sister India and Brother Ron Campbell as well, so they can listen. And Brother Mann, yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'll call Brother Ron to let him know what's happening and see if he wants
to get on Zoom.
Oh, all right. I'll mention Zoom. All right. Now, I don't know how to do that. I should just refer him to Sister Millicent. All right. Amen. All right. Amen. Happy anniversary blessings this week to Brother and Mrs. Reggie Jackson on the 21st. Brother, that would be Tuesday, and it would be 53 years. And so we thank God for that. Amen. We thank God for our bus drivers, Brother Pierre Johnson Jr., and we thank God for blessing. And so please lift Sister Melita McElroy up in prayer this week as she is scheduled to drive on next Lord's Day. Our thought for today: I don't believe in luck or magic. I believe in God and his blessings.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for this day, for the word, and for everyone who's here. We thank God for our children. We were glad to see them all come in. Amen. We thank God. Yes. Yeah. And being safe in school and being well. We lift you up in prayer. Please know that. They came in and are just growing and growing and growing. It's good to see them. If all minds are clear, shall we stand? Amen. Yes. Remember those who are sick. Those that, you know, that because we have every expectation that God is going to touch and God is going to heal. We look to the Lord in prayer. Yes, Sister Millicent. Oh, she, okay. She's got the girls, and their mother came down with COVID. Okay, Miss Betty has the girls, but the girl's mother came down with COVID, and Miss Betty has the children. Amen. We look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this wonderful service, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, for blessing our souls, dear God. And we thank you, dear Father, for all that you have done, Lord, for your being in our midst. Even as Brother Tony said, we thank God for this beautiful day. And, Lord, with your wonderful, wonderful word that came, dear God, it just got even better, dear God. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, for feeding us, dear Father, from your eternal word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us each and every one, Lord. And, Lord, you know those things that will be happening week, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, be in our midst, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless, Lord, even in the Bible study, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and anoint our teachers, dear God, Brother Jackson and Brother Maurice, dear Father. We pray, dear God, that you would be with them, dear God, and lead, guide, and direct them, dear Father, in your word. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember those who are sick, dear God, those who are shut in, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would bless and pray, Lord, your mercies, dear Father, and, Lord, that your healing favor, Lord, would visit them, dear God, and restore them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We know, dear God, that you're able, and so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless. We know, Lord, that your power has not diminished, dear God. And so, Lord, we're looking to you in faith, dear God, on behalf of those who are sick and afflicted. And, Sister, remember Sister India in a very special way, dear God, and touch her body, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Webb, dear God, a special way, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just remember the Belton household, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Miss Betty, dear God, who's caring for her grands, dear God, her granddaughters, dear Father, and remember their mother, Lord, who has COVID, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, dear Father, and there's nothing, Lord, in this world that you cannot do, nothing in heaven or earth, dear God, not only in this world, but nothing in heaven and earth, dear God, that you cannot do. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for your mercy, dear Father, upon them, and, Lord, asking, Lord, for your mercy upon us, dear God. Lord, remember those this week, dear God, who have doctor's appointments, dear God, and who have procedures or tests and things that are to be done. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able to go before them, dear God, and bring them through, dear Father. Lord, now have your way, Lord, and bless us, Lord, as we go to our separate homes. Lord, make us a blessing, dear God, to those that we come in contact with, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to be examples of believers. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.